You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. That old spiritual kumbaya makes us think of people coming together, getting along. And there are court watchers in Michigan who are calling Michigan's Supreme Court the Kumbaya Court. And they include Ron Bretz. He's a retired professor of criminal law and procedure at Cooley Law School in Lansing. As a former professor and public defender, Ron's been either arguing before or keeping tabs on the state Supreme Court for 40 years. So, Ron, Kumbaya Court, why is that?
That phrase is a reaction to the court we had in the first part of the century. About 1999 to 2010, we had a court that publicly feuded. And if you've read former Justice Betty Weaver's book on this, she pulls no punches in terms of the animosity between the justices on that court. Three justices left that version of the court. And with them gone and the additions of Justice Bridget McCormick, Justices Viviano and Bernstein, they're where they're supposed to be, in a collegial court. The reason we're using that phrase is because it is such a marked difference from what it was during those turbulent years.
Ron, there's a recent piece in Gang Whar that noted through the 2015-2016 term, 81% of the arguments held before the court were decided unanimously, way, way up from the previous two terms when that figure was just a little bit more than 50%.
Yeah, and during the first decade of this century, you saw almost none. I mean, I never counted them, but they would be a handful of cases. And the splits in those cases were very deep, very, very deep. The entire philosophy of the way they approached the law was very different.
And this is talking about the so-called Engler Four era, isn't it?
Yes, and they ran the court. I mean, the four of them agreed most of the time. And if they agreed, that was the decision.
So we've got these statistics that have come out that show just how much from that period you're talking about, like 2000 to 2010, how much the Supreme Court favored prosecutors in criminal cases and disfavored plaintiff attorneys in civil cases. So ultimately, what do those stats tell us about that time period?
There's two ways to look at it, and I'll start with the charitable way, and that is the way that the Engler Four looked at it. When they joined the court, they were part of a group of people who felt that for many, many years, the Michigan Supreme Court had been going in the wrong direction. And it's fair to say, and I will grant them, that Michigan had a fairly progressive Supreme Court. Now, progressive, I don't mean Democrat and liberal. I just mean open-minded. They believed that justice was the goal and not just cold words on a page. And when the Engler Court came in, they saw lots of things they didn't like about precedent that was out there, and they changed it. And they overruled over 400 years of precedent in their 10 years running that court. And when I say precedent, I mean previous Michigan Supreme Court decisions. Now, I'm not talking about them disagreeing with the Court of Appeals. I'm talking about them disagreeing with themselves as an institution. That is unprecedented in the history of this state. They were a very different court. I was quoted during one election cycle as referring to them as the most radical court we've seen in my lifetime, and I stand by that. The current court, I think, is getting back to a sort of equilibrium.
And in doing so, how well is this iteration of the court serving the people of Michigan?
It's better justice. Now, the other court, and I don't want to paint with too broad a brush here, but unfortunately, I think you have to. You mentioned earlier that in civil cases, they sided with the defense attorneys, and typically these were attorneys representing insurance companies or corporations or hospitals. They sided with them in over 85% of the cases. And in many cases, they reinterpreted existing law to reach a different result than prior precedent would hold. And much of it was done in an effort to uphold our Republican legislature. When Engler took over is when the first time in my lifetime Michigan had a government run completely by Republicans. And so the Republican legislature created a number of laws that they referred to as tort reform. And all tort reform does is make it more difficult for people to sue. And so the Michigan Supreme Court had to kind of bend over backwards to uphold many of those laws, even though they clearly violated existing precedent.
So when you look at today's court and you're talking to people in Michigan who may have a case, how well are they going to be served by this court?
I think they're going to get a fair shake. And I didn't believe that 10 years ago. I just didn't believe it. But the reality is in this country, and one of the things that makes our country great, and I'm a true patriot and a believer in the Constitution, is that we give everybody fundamental fairness. You can be the worst criminal in the world. You are going to be treated fairly. And if we can fairly follow the rules, give you all of your rights under the federal Constitution, and convict you of a crime and send you to prison, we did good. And so I think what citizens can expect, whether they are charged with a crime or whether they're trying to sue someone who has wronged them, that they stand in much better shape of getting a fair shake out of the court. I think one of the reasons is Bridget McCormick. She got to that court, and she is smarter than most of them, if not all of them there. She is charming, and she's not afraid to tell people what she thinks. And I think the rest of the court is kind of looking up to her and going, wow, this lady knows what she's talking about. And I think that has a lot to do with the unanimity. They've got a strong voice there. You know, we talk about the U.S. Supreme Court, and they would talk about how somebody like Clarence Thomas doesn't even talk to the other justices. He just goes his own way. You need somebody who will talk to each other and try to reach some kind of an agreement, because it's much better for the court to speak with one voice.
Well, you would know Ron Brett's longtime observer of the Michigan Supreme Court, either as someone arguing cases before or teaching about them. Ron, thank you so much for your views on Michigan's Kumbaya Supreme Court.
No problem. Thanks.